seriously stupid, maybe. When's the last time you heard of a school blowing up? That doesn't mean it couldn't be real. It's just some jerkball with a phone. It's always some idiot with a phone. You don't know what you're talking about, I say, a bit nettled. You don't know who it was, and you don't know if there's a bomb. You'll see, he says. One of the teachers, no, it's Principal Jansen, has borrowed a bullhorn from one of the cops. Attention! Could I have your attention, please? He gives the chatter a few seconds to die down. As you all probably know by now, we received a phone call from someone claiming to have planted a bomb in the school. I told you, I say to the kid on my right. He ignores me. In all likelihood, Principal Jansen continues, this is a misguided prank. The police are going through the building right now. The process will take them about 2 hours, which will take us to the end of the school day. A weak cheer emanates from parts of the stands, and several students stand up as if to leave. Sit down! This is not cause for celebration, and no one is leaving until 2:50. This is a serious matter. It is serious any time there is a threat to our safety. And I promise you, we will find the person or persons behind this, whether or not the threat is real, and they will be held accountable. He goes on for a while, but eventually winds down. Conversation in the stands is mostly speculation about who might have phoned in the bomb threat. The most popular theory is that it was a student from St. Andrew Valley High, our rival school. A couple of the goth kids are also mentioned, just because they wear black and act spooky. I don't hear anyone mention me or Andy.